Joining me on the KRDO Newsline, Jackie Reed, the spokeswoman with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office. Jackie, we mentioned this right as I went on at 4 o'clock today. More than 64 additional inmates have now tested positive for coronavirus at the jail over the past 24 hours.
That is correct. So right now we're looking at a total of 72 inmates who have tested positive, and we're probably going to see that number increase throughout the next few days to a week as we increase testing throughout the entire facility.
And I know we spoke with you just a couple days ago here on the networks of KRDO, where we are currently at 8 inmates and 2 staff members, now over 70. What does the mitigation plan look like, and what is the sheriff's office doing as these cases are continuing to spike like we've seen across the rest of the county and state?
You know, we're doing the same things that we have been doing. We're using the personal protective equipment. We have a very robust screening process when anybody entering the facility comes in. Again, that the initial 8 inmates that tested positive, that has contributed significantly to the additional positive tests that we've had, just by nature of a jail environment, how inmates are moved throughout the facility. The contact has been significant. So we have tested inmates and staff alike.
Now, I know you've mentioned inmates moving around the facility. Has there been any thought about limiting the interaction and movement the inmates have within the facility?
And that has been done and is being done. However, you know, they still have things. We do have wards that are quarantined. We do have to have deputies that man those wards. And so it's a very complex process. And we are working very closely with public health to do the contact tracing to make sure anyone and everyone who has been in contact with staff and or inmates is being tested, and that is the process we're going through right now.
And finally, Jackie, I know you've mentioned, even though the visitations have been shut down at the jail, if anyone has, you know, a friend or loved one in the El Paso County Criminal Justice Center, there's still some online ways to reach out and have communication with those people that they are caring for who might be currently in the services of the local jail.
You know, absolutely. And I will add a caveat to that the online visitation is much cheaper than the phone call system. And so I think it's $3 for 30 minutes worth of time. And so we encourage anyone who has a loved one or a friend in the El Paso County Jail to definitely utilize that system.
And links and the information about that is available, I imagine, through the Sheriff's Office website?
Yes, they can go to epcsheriffsoffice.com, and if they go to the video visitation or online visitation link, they will find all the information they need.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jackie. I know taking a little bit of time out of your day on a Tuesday or Thursday afternoon to provide this update. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining me here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.